I think we're getting off the ground on time, too. This is good. All systems are go. Coming up on the radio program this morning, Roy Chris. He's the Air Service PR Manager for Des Moines International Airport. He'll be talking about how the Des Moines Airport... It's a very interesting conversation that the Des Moines Airport is separate but equal entity from a lot of the things that go on at the airport, whether it's renting a car or flights or TSA agents or whatever it is that happens at the airport. There's a distinction between what the airport does and provides and what the rest of the services inside of it are, and passengers and people who go there don't often see that. I didn't know there was that much of a distinction, and so he makes that crystal clear. It's a very, very interesting conversation coming up with Roy. Also, if you're a business owner or you're someone who is out looking for work, you may have tried DesMoinesHelpWanted.com, or if you live in a different city. In fact, there's 400 cities that are represented by RegionalHelpWanted.com. I had some tremendous success myself with some of my clients using that service. And Tony Garcia, the VP of Local Markets for RegionalHelpWanted.com, will be joining us later on in the program. I love their radio ads. They've really built their business on from radio advertising, very sort of droll, humorous ads that also are very, very true in many, many aspects. And Tony will talk a bit about that as well. And also Jeffrey Graham, the mayor of Watertown, New York. Now, why in the world? You're saying, Johnny, would you have the mayor of Watertown, New York on your program? Well, I had the opportunity to fly out to Watertown on business last weekend, and I was stunned at the level of customer service, how good it was, how employees at nearly every business I went into, and it didn't matter what the category of business, if it was a locally owned mom and pop, if it was a Walmart, McDonald's, every employee, almost without exception, would look me in the eye, smile at me, say, hi, how are you, would greet me. Again, small little things that really added up to a fantastic experience. In fact, I can hardly wait to go back out. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that coming up on the radio program. Your weather forecast, a slight chance of rain or sleet if you're flying out today. You'll get off the ground, no problem, because right now it's clear here in the... Well, it's not clear, but there's certainly no precipitation falling in central Iowa, some down to the southwest. So be careful if you're traveling, say, to Kansas City or points south. High of 34, and so we've gotten much milder as the week has progressed. This is a nice trend. Now, if it continues into, you know, we'll 70s and 80s by next Friday, probably not going to happen quite yet. Tonight, a 50% chance of snow and a low of 24. We know when it tends to get warmer, the moister air, sure, and that in the summertime, it'd fall as rain. Here in the wintertime, a little bit colder, a little bit of snow, but not much. Not calling for maybe about half an inch or so tops, and a low of 24. Then Super Bowl Sunday. What are you eating on Sunday? Have you got that? Are you planning that out? Does it really matter who's playing in the game? Yeah, it's really about the food and the commercials that are always so fun and the grading. Do you have those parties where you get together just to watch the ads and sort of stuff your face and have a good time? Yeah, well, that's and I think I can. Can I not say Super Bowl Sunday and not be sued? I'll have to check my email box. I may have, although I did, you know what, hopefully I've got an in with attorneys here in Des Moines now since I did a review. Well, some of them I have an in with. Anyway, tomorrow you'll be safe at home, eating and watching football. 50% chance of snow as well and a high of 32. And then back to work Monday, a bit cooler, and it was cold anyway, 15. Now listen, by Thursday, the high is going to be, wait for it, 3 degrees. I did a quick check because, you know, I'm thinking, you know, 3 does not sound like a high unless you're maybe it's in your Canada and you're measuring it in Celsius or something. I don't know how that whole thing works. Comparatively, International Falls, Minnesota's high on Thursday is expected to be 5 degrees. So actually the coldest place in the United States, typically International Falls, all the way to the North Canadian border, is going to be 2 degrees warmer than we are on Thursday. So it'll be a bit of a chill. Right now, it is a relatively warm 15 degrees here at the In Secret Shopper Radio Show, 1350 KRNT. Yes, strains of Gershwin as we fly into the main topic this morning. You know, back on December 17th, 1903, those two nutty bicycle-building brothers, Orville and Wilbur Redenbacher Wright, managed to get a very large motorized kite into the air for about 12 seconds or so, about 120 feet. We know it as flying. Yeah, and actually the anniversary for that wasn't that just December 17th, wasn't that long back. Today we Americans fly over 100 billion miles a year. Now to give you some perspective on just how far that is, the distance around the Earth is about, and I've stepped it off, big steps too, took me forever, 24,000 miles, okay? To the moon, if you want to go to the moon, it's 238,000 miles. Now, if you want to go to Mars, it's a little further. You have to plan out probably a couple stops in there, 36 million miles. To the sun, about 93 million miles. To Pluto, you're going to want to pack a sack lunch. It's 3 billion miles to Pluto. Now, remember, we fly about 100 billion miles a year, so we're not even close. And in fact, we drive 10 times that amount. Yeah, we drive about a trillion miles a year. How can we? My gosh. We're always moving. There's no time to sit at home and watch a Super Bowl. We're always traveling somewhere. And then, you know, we jog about a half mile collectively. So anyway, TSA's been in the news recently. It hasn't been terribly good news for TSA agents as security pat-downs in some major airports, and they brought up the more advanced full-body scanners, which is really kind of like watching soft porn without the music. If you've seen some of those body scan machines, oh my gosh. So you have your choice when it comes to that. At major airports, Des Moines International Airport doesn't have these advanced body scanners, and so you don't have the option. I mean, you can ask them to pat you down. I mean, I'd hope you take them out to coffee afterwards, sure. But it's a little different. But let me tell you something. Flying out of Des Moines last Friday, it was like cattle down a chute. 5.03 a.m., airport opens at 5 o'clock. And the Des Moines Airport, by the way, has just done some fabulous refurbishing. We're going to talk to Roy Chris about that. Very nice, very convenient. Park the car in the airport parking garage. You know, it's very nice and very reasonably priced, $11 a day for long-term. Now, you can do Keck across the street for $5 a day. Yeah, I don't know. I want to be close to the airport, control what I'm doing, where I'm going. So park it there. Go downstairs, first floor, go in, United, baggage, check in. It's quite a bit of number of people. They're over a dozen, about 503 sitting there. And they've got automated kiosks at most of the airport baggage areas there in Des Moines, and United, no different. I believe they had three or four of them. And so if you've got your online thing that you printed off, if you went through Travelocity or something, you got some steps to do. Now, you can register online. You can check yourself in online, but you have to be registered with United Airlines website. And I never bothered to do that, so instead I had my printed out sheet thing, and I'm trying to punch in my numbers, and it was just coming up. It was coming up craps. I feel like I was at I was in Vegas, and I was not winning. And so finally, there was a woman behind me who was having a conversation with someone about, it was Marcia. She was a TSA agent. She was yakking with a friend about how she's going to have her hours cut back. She was unhappy about that, and I was thinking, you know, I got to wait for you to have a few more hours if you want to, like, help me out over here, which I finally got her attention, and she did, somewhat hesitantly, not terribly pleasantly. And we got my numbers inputted. It spit out some baggage online thingamajiggies, those white dealio-dos, rectangular deals. Sure, airline parlance. And then, so I went up second floor. You go up the escalator at Des Moines Airport. You go through security. I hadn't flown a long time out of Des Moines Airport at all, actually. And that scene was, I don't think chaos is too strong a word for it, right there. There were about 50 people ahead of me. I was counting heads. And I was waiting to have my ear tagged and then to be, you know, auctioned off to a farmer. I mean, it was really insane. And there were people who were yelling out instructions. Richard, a TSA agent, come on through, come on through, come on through, let's go. And he's waving his hand. And, you know, we're mooing. You know, we're chewing our cud. We want to just chill out in the morning. But no, we go through. And then Grant was yelling out instructions. Remove your shoes. Coats, keys, please. Place them into the belt. Let's go. Youst, everybody. Youst. So we're going through. We're stripping. Things are flying everywhere. I got down to my underwear. And the guy said, listen, you could put your pants back on. It's not that kind of check-in. So get through all of that. I'm stuffed flying. Keys drop. I drop my baggage thing, my ticket dealio. finally got it all together. And there's a problem. There's the pressure and the inconvenience and embarrassment of going through all that. And then, of course, you're trying to make sure you make your flight. So there's this internal clock you're on to get through. Oh, my gosh, got to get through. And then the TSA agents are going, okay, come on. So just very unpleasant there right out of the... And I had not had Cheerios in the morning, so I was not in the best place. You get through all of that. Dorothy was the only TSA agent out of about half a dozen, probably not that, maybe four or five, to smile. She said, have a great flight to me. It was such a nice touch. That has such a tremendous impact. We know we've talked a lot out on this show about customer service and the impact of that. The flight itself, a big old Airbus, I think it held about 125 passengers or so, and this baby was full into Chicago out of Des Moines. Roberto was wonderful as a flight attendant. Lita, probably needed a little bit of work. They're kind of rough around the edges, not a lot of smiling. The captain was swallowing the microphone.
Thank you for boarding flight 5554 to Chicago. We'll be...
And all you're doing is hoping, I hope none of that was telling me to jump off the airplane because it's on fire. You're just trying to sort of decipher what he's saying. Yeah, it's like a McDonald's drive-thru. It was kind of that way. We let, and as I'm flying on the plane, I'm reading through, I had bought a Des Moines Register, a USA Today, and a Time magazine. I'm thinking, oh, this will get me through the flight, you know, no problem. I pick up the Des Moines Register, front pages, 25 years ago, Shuttle Challenger disaster. And, of course, the infamous photo of the Challenger in pieces. Okay, maybe I'll read something else. So I pop open the USA Today, and it has this article, front page again, about trauma incurred by airline passengers. And so I kind of put that down real fast and said, okay, Time Magazine, certainly this will be safe. Pop it open, headline, Moscow, terror at the airport. I stopped reading and tried to sleep, and I did actually get a nap in. We landed without incident. O'Hare was not terribly busy for a Friday morning. A flight crew from Chicago to Albany was just wonderful. Denise, in particular, flight attendant, very gracious and happy. Albany to Watertown, I got to tell you, that just top notch. Cape Air are the flight people that do a sort of a commuter puddle jumper per service, and they serve United, Continental, other airlines. Danita, Inga, and Bill were the ground crew. They were just fantastic. Oh, yeah, listen to this. Yeah, they were that good. This is what the airplane sounded like. Yeah, when I was on it with these folks. And it was a puddle jumper. And it was a twin-engine turboprop, one of those things you see. Remember the Gilligan's Island episode with Wrong Way Feldman? Yeah, that's kind of how this plane was, with papaya and coconuts for the ailerons and everything. But the pilot was wonderful. The ground crew was tremendous. The flight was smooth. It was relatively sunny that day out there in the Northeast. And the branding statement for Cape Air, their motto is, make our customers happy and have a good time doing it. What power in that. And they live up to that. The promise of their marketing. Again, smaller airline. More manageable size, of course, not the size of United, but it has such an impact. The happiness of the flight crew, the pilots, TSA agents, all of that. On the way back, Bill even remembered my name. He said, well, have a safe flight, Mr. Wright, as I had come back from Watertown, New York, where I'd landed my destination, and then that Monday is flying back, or whatever it was, Sunday. Jerry, the captain from Albany to Chicago, was just wonderful on the microphone. You could actually understand what he was saying. He seemed happy to be flying. Smooth as silk. Sweet-smelling lavatory. The soap smelled like marigolds and honey. I wanted to just pick the thing up and take it, but I was afraid it was a federal offense. I don't want to leave other people without soap. Well, you know, I'm not cruel in that way. Probably the best flight I've ever been on. Truly. No exaggeration. It was as smooth and as fun from Albany to Chicago, and as nice and as pleasant. And one thing that did help, I do have to say this, that there wasn't anybody sitting beside me. There's actually an empty seat. And I'll say, you know, that probably added to the niceness of it. Yeah. Chicago to Des Moines was good. Not quite as good, but okay. Landed safely. And then after a delay in the air, there was ice that fell that evening, Sunday night, which sort of delayed our landing. But otherwise, if you want to read about my experience, I've kind of just told you the whole thing, but if you want to read some more details, it's kind of fun. You can go to www.theunsecretshopper.com, which is my blog post. Yeah, that's where it's at, baby. That'll wake you up this morning, a little Gershwin. on a Saturday morning at 1350 KRNT. Coming up, Roy Criss, Air Service PR Manager for Des Moines International Airport. Later on the program, Tony Garcia from RegionalHelpWanted.com and Jeffrey Graham, the mayor of Watertown, New York. All next at 1350 KRNT.
Every day, more people are discovering Dahl's Pharmacy. Oh, it's been around since 1952, now in all 12 Dahl's Metro locations. Quietly doing things right. Prompt, courteous service, competitive prices, and real professionals who are happy to offer advice, discuss your Medicare options, or answer any questions you may have. Give your neighborhood Dahl's Pharmacy a try. You'll wish you'd done it sooner. And don't forget your flu shot. Walk-ins are welcome. Dolls, expect more.
Zero Down delivers style, quality, value, and all-wheel drive at Des Moines Imports. Zero Down also delivers the hottest crossovers with payments as low as $269 a month. Hi, this is Matt Sokolowski, manager at Des Moines Imports, inviting you to the Zero Down Delivers sales event. Kia has raised the bar on crossovers with Sorento and Sportage. Both redesigned for 2011 and top safety picks, Sorento and Sportage are loaded with standard equipment like Bluetooth, iPod USB ports, Sirius satellite radio, and traction control. Right now, Zero Down delivers Sportage for just $269 a month and Sorento for just $279 a month. That's right, Zero Down, just $269 a month for one of the best crossovers on the road. Kia, the power to surprise with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Locally owned and proud member of the Gabus Auto Group, Des Moines Imports. Import quality for thousands less. One block north of I-80-35 at the Highway 141 exit or 24/7 at DesMoinesImports.com.
Hope you got a smile on your face this morning at the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show, 1350 KRNT. Keep the smiles going. That's what we're all about. As a customer service trainer, and hopefully you're seeing more out there, particularly at some of the stores that I do training at, which would include Dahl's Foods, all 12 locations now, and Westside Auto Pros, and locations, auto repair businesses throughout the Midwest, out in the Northeast. Got them all over the place. Yeah, it's keeping me busy. I think it's why I'm keeping my girlish figure, is why it's happening. Your weather forecast, slight chance rain or sleet later on today in 34. Tonight, 24 with a 50% chance of snow. Super Bowl Sunday. Eat to your heart's content. I love it. You get a day off, right? You diet 6 days, you take a day off. Isn't that how it works best? Right now, we are enjoying a relatively balmy 15 degrees. Coming up later on in the program, Jeffrey Graham, the mayor of Watertown, New York. Very fascinating person, a great backstory. I'll hear from him coming up. Right now, though, well, if you've been to the Des Moines International Airport, and there was something I always thought was somewhat humorous about the term international. It didn't strike me. I mean, in fact, one of the things I think I like about the Des Moines International Airport is that it has a local feel to it. I mean, it's advanced. It's technologically advanced. It feels like it's been modernized. It's clean. I love the bathrooms. They always are nice and clean. It's easy to get around, especially comparing it to other airports of a similar city size. I always thought Des Moines Airport was great, and they made a lot of changes and advanced and things. But the term international, I always sort of stumbled on that when I go to say it. But okay, sure, because you can fly. There's direct flights to Paris, right? Out of Des Moines, sure. Isn't there? I'll have to look that up. Roy Criss is the Air Service PR Manager for Des Moines International Airport. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Johnny.
Roy, how did you get involved with the Des Moines International Airport?
Well, you know, a few years ago, I was with the Iowa DOT's Office of Aviation, and so I was introduced to the aviation community, and the person who was the aviation director of the airport at that time took some interest in me because they had a contract position open, which was a marketing position. And to shorten that really long and boring story up considerably for you, I came here as a private contractor in 2003 as a marketing consultant.
And so, are you a fly guy? I mean, do you like airplanes? Did you grow up enjoying flying?
I am not a fly guy. They did not hire me because I have an aviation background or because I have a pilot's license. They hired me for my marketing ability.
So, do you like? No, I have to ask, and it's not important. Do you like to fly? Do you fly very often?
You know, I used to a lot. I was self-employed many years ago in the entertainment industry, and I flew a lot. I used to do 100,000 miles a year, about 50% of that. flying and about 50% of it traveling. So, yes, I've flown a lot. I can't tell you that I always enjoyed all of this because
sure.
I certainly didn't. In the last few years, last time I flew was this past June. We took our 7-year-old daughter to Disney in Orlando, and before that it was probably 2003 before I flew. So not a lot, no.
Are you from the area originally, Roy?
I'm not. I'm originally from southern Indiana and then 20 years in Kansas City. I've been here now about 16 years.
Well, you're about 20 years from being native, I think.
I'm almost an Iowan, yes.
That's right. So this is from 10,000 feet. We'll come in closer. It's maybe a little harder to answer. The airline industry over by itself, the TSA, all of those organizations, those companies, those categories have taken so much heat, and I think that's inaccurate. And much of it probably not really deserved. But that's not even the point in a consumer's mind. Oh my gosh, it's terrible. They're treating people terribly, and I'm it's horrible. I don't want to fly in all this fear. How do you, as the airport people, what can you do? Or are your hands pretty much tied as far as trying to help them overcome that perception?
Well, overcome the perception is difficult, but that's a big part of my job, trying to educate, and that's why I'm talking to you today, asking you to help me multiply my resources. The best way I can explain to people the management of the airport, its role, is the same as the role of the management of a mall. We manage this infrastructure, this building, the operations, and all the businesses, rental cars, airlines, TSA, restaurants, you name it, every other entity that operates from here is a separate entity from us. And as long as they don't violate the terms of the contract, they can run their business as they see fit. Now, when we get to the specifics of, as you like to talk about and have covered, customer service, obviously what we do when we receive compliments or complaints, we forward those to the appropriate people in each one of those organizations. And our first question is there something that we can provide, a resource that you don't have that would help you? That's probably about it. It stops there. If they come back and say, you know, if you could do this for me, that would help me a lot, then we see if we can do it. But essentially, how much they sell their service or their products for, who they sell them to, and how they treat their customers, that's up to them. That's their customer service.
So let me understand the connection here. The synergy is that those organizations, who pays who to be, I mean, the TSA, government agency, who makes the money? Do the car rental agencies, do they pay to be there? I'm assuming they do. How does all of it work?
Certainly, they pay us rent just like Yonkers pays rent at Valley West Mall to be in there. They pay the airport rent to sell their products and their services out of here. And of course, there is an operating contract. You know, we expect everyone to behave a certain way, those type things. But yes, they do. Now, as far as the TSA is concerned, that is a federal agency. Boy, you talk about a big black line between us and them. It is there. We have absolutely no control over their policies and their procedures, but we do have a very good working relationship with them. And that's not the case at every airport, but it is here. They're a great group of folks. We have a good working relationship. But the things that they are mandated to do federally, they have to do.
And so what is in your control?
Well, as I said, the infrastructure is in our control. The operations out on the air side are in our control. The building is in our control. Certain resources are in our control. But how each entity that operates, whether it's private sector or public sector, how it operates, its services and how it provides services and what laws and rules and policies regulate them, we have absolutely no control over those.
Parking, do you own that?
Well, parking is actually, we're talking about the City of Des Moines because
yes.
The City of Des Moines owns the airport. We own the structure, the parking structure, but we have a separate company that manages the parking system for us.
You're kind of in a tough place in a sense because you're not private. I mean, the city owns you. You're not held by a company per se. It's a group, and yet and then within you are these separate organizations that are owned by other people. It's kind of you don't even have a mall. You're not even really like a mall in that way. You don't even have like an ultimate authoritative, I'm the president owner and it's me that is responsible for all of this.
That's a pretty good observation. So yes, it is a difficult situation sometimes. And factor into that, we are also an enterprise zone, which means that we have to generate our own operating revenue every year. We get absolutely no general fund tax money whatsoever.
Wow. And that's particularly extraordinary because, as I wrote about in the blog, I had not actually flown out of Des Moines and flown, period, for quite a while. I'm not one of these people. I don't get in the car and drive the Prius to Kansas City. I don't do that. And when I fly, it's always out of the airport in Des Moines. I mean, it's convenient. It's safe. It's easy. I'm comfortable there. So for the people who do that, that's fine. But I'm a big believer in keeping the money close to home, wherever it may go from that point. But the changes that have happened at the Des Moines airport that I noticed were frankly stunning in a very, very positive way. Talk about those.
Well, I think, as I remember your blog, the last thing you saw that you hadn't seen before was the remodel of our concourses, Concourse A and Concourse C. And that did. Last year, we completely renovated those with new carpeting, new paint, new seats. It's lighter, it's brighter, it's airier. It just provides a much nicer gateway to Central Iowa for people who are visiting. And now we're right in the middle of a complete renovation of the lower level of the terminal. That's going to be new ceiling, new floor, new lighting, new seating. And I think folks are really going to like this when this is when it's completed.
My guest this morning is Roy Chris. He is the Air Service PR Manager for the Des Moines International Airport. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Very good. And I think if people who fly a lot probably know this because they see a lot of different terminals, a lot of different airports. I always thought that Des Moines compared really, really well with other cities of its size. It seems like then that push has been particularly apparent over the last 10 years. It seems like there's been more marketing from the airport itself. There's been the renovation things. Is that by design?
Of course, it's by design. Hey, keep in mind what we just talked about. Now, we have to, all these things that people are seeing done out here, we have to generate the money to pay for those things. Nobody mm-hmm. else pays for them. So that's why it takes us longer sometimes to do things, because we have to pay for that ourselves. It doesn't come from someplace else. And I like the fact that you recognize that we need to be compared to other airports and other communities our size. I think when people take the opportunity to actually do that, they'll find that the service level, the amount of airlines, the number of daily flights, the number of capacity, the number of seats, the average fares, those type things, they rank very well compared to other communities throughout the country of equal size.
One thing that I also like about the Des Moines Airport, there's not a ton of advertising. There is some, and it's obtrusive in the right way. I mean, marketing is supposed to be like noticeable, but not obtrusive. Now, does that revenue go to the city?
It comes to the airport, and actually there's two different ways there. We actually have a national company who sells the big ads inside the airport, like the revolving and the backlit and stuff like that.
Right.
And, of course, by selling it, you know, obviously some of that revenue has to go to them. That's how they stay in business. And then, of course, some of it comes to the airport. And then the stuff on the outside, we kind of handle that locally. And then, of course, that comes to us. And that all falls into what every airport in the world has to generate, and that's called non-aeronautical revenue. If you tie too much of your revenue to only the aviation side, now you're kind of at the mercy of air cargo and the commercial carriers, you know, how healthy they are. And we all know that up until last year, what horrible shape that whole industry was in, because mm-hmm. fuel was through the roof,
right,
and insurance was through the roof and all that type stuff. So those type of revenue generators are pretty important for every airport in the country.
Roy, and last question, and next to last maybe. It goes back to the customer service offered by the individual entities, and you made it really clear there's not a lot of say that you have. There's not a lot you can do. But again, it would seem to be in those separate companies' best interest, whether we're talking about actual companies like Hertz or Avis or we're talking about the TSA or United, that it would really be to their great benefit to listen, because you've got to get a ton of feedback from the public, because they see if they have a bad experience at the car rental place, they're probably calling you, yes?
That's exactly right. We get email, I get phone calls, trust me, and we get emails through our website, because we are accessible. And we make sure that we pass those on, whether they're complaints or whether they're compliments, to the appropriate people. And I got to be honest, most of the time, those other companies will respond, and they will do something to it. Now, from our standpoint, you know, there's a division between passengers and customers. Obviously, anybody who comes out here who's getting on a plane is a passenger who's passing through this airport. But you are a customer of all those other entities. Like you said, you were a customer of United. You weren't necessarily a customer of the airport.
Right.
Now, but we do try, as an airport, we do try to provide, as you know, the best experience you could have by the time you pull off of Fleur Drive until you walk down that jetway and get on that plane. So, you know, one of the things that we do, besides making, you know, certain things available on the information screens or the television screens or things like that, that I've got a lot of good feedback on, is at the security checkpoint, you know, you're required to take your shoes off now. And
right.
Especially during the wintertime, when it's very easy for people to track in snow and water from outside, we have these foot covers there for people to put on over your socks or over your bare feet, so you don't soil your socks or your feet as you're passing through the security checkpoint. We get a lot of nice compliments about that. That's one of the few things that the airport management can do for the passengers that is something nice. The rest of the customer service stuff almost has to come from whoever you are buying your service or your product from.
Well, I tell you, you've created a beautiful, beautiful environment. And for those of us who've lived in this area most of our lives, we've seen it grow. We've seen it build. However you've done it, you've done a fantastic job. And honestly, I think it is up to the entities that live and are housed within you to step up to how beautiful an environment you have created. And I think they have some work to do, but I know they're working on it, and you're working in tandem. But kudos to you for creating such a beautiful area for all of us in Des Moines to be proud of.
Well, Johnny, I appreciate that very much. And let me just for a second say, I'm accepting that compliment on behalf of every member of staff and management of the Aviation Department and everybody who works at this airport. I get to be the face and the voice, so I get to hear things like that, but it's the folks out here behind the walls, behind the scenes, who work their butts off to make this a nice place. So I'll say thank you for them.
Absolutely. And especially that ground crew out there throwing luggage around, and it's 50 below.
Is that a tough job, man?
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't do it ever. Roy, Chris, it was a pleasure speaking with you this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Roy Chris, Air Service PR Manager for Des Moines International Airport at 1350 KRNT. Great guy. You can read more about my experience at Des Moines International Airport with TSA agents. Oh, I do have to read. I did get correspondence from the TSA. This is from the TSA Contact Center. It says, "Thank you for your email message. We are glad you were happy with your recent travel experience." I love it. That'll be running for office. "We have forwarded a copy of your email to the customer service manager at that airport. The customer service manager is responsible for ensuring that the screener workforce adheres to TSA principles for professional processing. Please accept our appreciation for you taking the time to share this info with us. Your help and support are important contributions to ensuring the safety and security of the nation's aviation security." And it tells me to go to TSA.gov for additional information about the TSA. And you can do that too. Coming up in the radio program, if you're an employer, an employee, you probably heard the Des Moines Help Wanted.com ads. We're going to talk to one of the brainchilds of that entire thing, Tony Garcia, VP of Local Markets for Regional Help Wanted.com. Coming up next here, the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show, 1350 KRNT.
Want to save money this month and have a better running vehicle? We can help you with that. Get a $20 instant rebate on all Napa cabin or air filters with the purchase of any oil service this month. The $20 instant rebate air filter special, only from AAA approved Westside Auto Pros. Maintain your car with us. With temperatures falling and Des Moines gas prices rising, it's a great time to consider nitrogen for your tires. Filling your tires with nitrogen instead of regular air will keep them at a more constant pressure in the winter, which helps your car get better gas mileage, and that will save you money at the pump. Ask about the benefits of nitrogen for your tires from AAA approved Westside Auto Pros. Maintain your car with us.
On 92nd Court, just off Swanson Boulevard in Clive.
This year, everyone needs a flu shot. At Dahl's Pharmacy, walk-ins are welcome. Flu shots are covered by Medicare and most insurance programs. This year's vaccine protects for 1 year against H1N1 and the seasonal variety. Ask your Dahl's pharmacist about cholesterol screening, INR level screening, a medicine review, plus pneumonia and shingles vaccines. Dahl's accepts all insurance programs. Since 1952, the neighborhood pharmacy you can trust. Dahl's. Expect more.
You better take care of business, Mr. Businessman. What's your plan?
The Unsecret Shopper Radio Show, 1350 KRMT. You're in the middle of it this morning with Johnny, 834. Thank you for tuning in. As we have a chance of some rain or sleet coming up later on, says John McLaughlin from the Weather Eye Winter Center. A high of 34 today. 50% chance of snow tonight in 24. 32 for Super Bowl Sunday. Pittsburgh versus Green Bay. Yeah, really blue-collar two teams from Steel Town and Packer Town, and they're going to get in there, and they're going to rumble. And, of course, having the Super Bowl, they decided to have it down in Dallas, where it's going to be nice and warm and toasty for Super Bowl whatever number it is. And, of course, they've had snow, so much snow that it's falling off of the roof of the stadium and killing people. So it's a very – and having lived in Dallas for 3 years – oh, my gosh. I mean, just I remember once somebody went out into the yard and had, like, a tray of ice and accidentally dropped it in the street, and they literally shut down the city for 3 days. I mean, that's how people are ill-prepared. I can't even imagine the amount of chaos happening now in Dallas with all the snow and ice and the weather they've had. And then they have to do the Super Bowl thing tomorrow, but I hope you've got your snacks in line. It'll be a little chilly on the outside. With, again, a chance of snow about 50% and 32. Right now we're at 15 degrees. DesMoinesHelpWanted.com. You've heard the ads. Fun ads. Very interesting. Very enticing. If you're a business owner, if you're someone who is unemployed or underemployed or soon to be one of those, you probably went to that website to check it out. I had the distinct pleasure of being able to use DesMoinesHelpWanted.com for a couple different clients of mine, including Westside Auto Pros, that is a customer service training secret shopping client of mine here in West Des Moines. And I have to say, this was last year, we used that service to for an opening for a service advisor at Westside Auto Pros, an auto repair facility. I believe we had maybe 45 responses, 50 responses to it, quite a bit. And it was narrowed down. I narrowed it down. I'm involved in the recruitment process for my clients because I believe in hiring happy and training skills in that order. And happy is the most important. And I'll take somebody with no skills who's happy and pleasant and engaging and has that sort of a natural affinity, and then we'll train them what we need to train them on the job. That's fine. But you can't do it the other way around. Try training people to be happy. That does not work. You've been to Walmart. So anyway, we put the ad in. I do the first round of interviews. I have my little questionnaire of questions I ask. One of the questions I ask in that questionnaire in that interview is, tell me about your worst boss. Well, every person in that interview that I interviewed answered that question, often with a name, often with a specific name of a bad boss, a bad experience. Told me why. Yeah, boss is stealing. Boss is doing this sexual harassment. Okay, understood. But really, that's not how you play the game. The purpose of the question is to see if you'll play the game and say, you know what? No, I've loved every boss I've been with. I mean, sure, it's a lie. But what we don't want is to bring someone into a situation where they're going to spread their negativity onto other employees. And I think one of the best barometers is just to ask them, tell me about your worst boss. Tell me about your worst coworker. If they answer the question, don't hire them. That's my philosophy. One applicant, one interviewee did not answer the question. Her name is Tina. She is the best customer service person I believe I've ever been around, and she works at Westside Auto Pros, and they had a record January. Happy matters. So go to DesMoinesHelpWanted.com if you're looking. One guy who's already been there and many of the other sites that are part of RegionalHelpWanted.com is Tony Garcia. He is the VP of Local Markets for RegionalHelpWanted.com. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Tony, how did the whole concept of RegionalHelpWanted.com sort of come to fruition? Who invented it?
Regional Help Wanted was the brainchild of a gentleman named Eric Strauss. And Eric owned some radio stations in the Hudson Valley area of New York State. And got the idea that as radio broadcasters, one of the areas of advertising that we don't really do a very good job of is recruitment advertising, and it historically has always been in the classified section of the local newspaper. And so Eric got this idea that perhaps radio could compete better by creating a website that was entirely dedicated to job ads, employment advertising, and that's how the concept of Regional Help Wanted was born.
And how long ago did he conceive of this?
That was in 1999.
So my guess is that Eric has gotten out of radio completely because there's no money in it anymore, and he's kicking his feet up, and he's down in Aruba, and he's just counting the checks, right?
well, That would be true for most people. Eric has actually continued to start other businesses, although he probably could be kicking his heels up in the Caribbean, based on the success of this business.
Well, let's talk about how successful it has been. How many different portals is RegionalHelpWanted.com now doing?
We're in 402 cities.
Oh, my gosh.
In the United States and in Canada.
Wow. You talk about a great concept that seems obvious now, but I'm sure at the time it was like that, oh, aha. It just seems like it's surprising that someone else didn't sort of come up with this, although there probably were people who were sort of attempting it on some level, but maybe it's the help wanted part of this. It just seems so resonant.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of reasons for it. I think that the idea, I don't think that Eric was the only entrepreneur who had the idea of trying to get some revenue or some dollars away from the local newspapers. I think it was executed well in the fact that it's promoted through radio, which is probably still the most ubiquitous medium we have. I mean, radio reaches 99% of all Americans in a typical week. So that combination of promotion on radio and a good idea, I think, is really what propelled this.
Who voices? I mean, that voice is just so noteworthy, and it's out of. And who actually voices those ads?
The company that produces those ads, and they've been doing it from day one. And I think the other piece of Eric's genius in doing this was getting really good creative. And the creative is produced by a company out of Los Angeles called the Famous Radio Ranch. And the voice that you hear on there is a gentleman named Dick Orkin, and has been a voice in radio probably for the last 40 or 50 years. An amazing career, an unbelievable amount of awards that he's won for creativity over the years. And that's the signature sound for all of our Help Wanted sites, regardless of where they are in the United States.
I think the thing I love about it as an old radio guy myself is the idea that it takes a negative that is true and sort of funny and blows it up and then creates this solution to it, which is really obvious.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the trick behind the success of the spots is that they're basically skit comedy. It's basically a comedy sketch that's set up and paid off in the length of 30 to 60 seconds. And it's very difficult. It's a very difficult thing to do. Not a lot of people have the skill to set it up and pay off a punchline in such a brief period of time.
My guest this morning is Tony Garcia. He is the VP of Local Markets for RegionalHelpWanted.com at 1350 KRNT. Tony, how did you get involved with this company?
Well, I've known about the company for years. Eric Strauss is actually a friend of mine, and Eric and I did some business at another job that I was involved with. And when the opportunity came up for me to replace him as he moved along into other businesses and other opportunities, he called me and asked me if I'd be interested in stepping in, and it was an offer I really couldn't refuse. It's a wonderful business. And it's a lot of fun to be here.
Well, we've talked about the marketing. Let's talk about the impact. And my firsthand experience with DesMoinesHelpWanted.com was for a client, Westside Auto Pros. And there was a relatively small company, 10, 15 employees, needed a service advisor, went to DesMoinesHelpWanted.com, brought in a lot of candidates. I was impressed with the response rate, first of all. Is there a percentage or a breakdown of what the expected response numbers are, how long the ad runs? Can you talk about that dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, a typical ad runs for us for about 30 days. And most of the folks that we deal with tend to be small to medium-sized businesses. In fact, the client that you just described, Johnny, is the absolute perfect business for us. Because what we do at Regional Help Wanted is we have a sort of a broad-based approach. We're not looking at, we're not a website that is posting jobs for just lawyers or just doctors. It's a broad-based site, and we make the we make the experience that an employer has with us a very friendly experience, a very easy to use experience, because a lot of medium and small sized companies don't have the benefit of somebody who has the title of Vice President of Human Resources. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the human resources person is the office manager or the owner themselves of the company. And so what they're looking for is they're looking for decent quality employees. They're looking for a wide selection of employees to choose from. And we give them that. We give them that sort of cross section of a marketplace in whatever city that happens to be. And so they get, you know, they get a good amount of resumes. And the trick in hiring an employee is casting the net wide and getting a wide range of people in there so you can take a look at those resumes and decide when you see the different skills that those folks have, you know, who are the folks that you want to take it to the next level, bring them in for an interview. And when we do that for folks, we do that quickly and we do that easily for them. And you don't have to have a degree in human resource management to do that. And that's really, although we work with some of the largest employers in the country, I think what our company brings to the table that is most impactful is our ability to really help small to mid-sized businesses solve a hiring problem.
Yeah, there's some great tools within that mechanism, and with in the case of Westside Auto Pros, I did the first series of interviews for them, and we had 25 candidates. There were four that were rock stars, and we hired what I consider one of the best customer service people I've ever known, and I train on it. And so that's what sort of got me hooked on DesMoinesHelpWanted.com. And so we used it again at StLouisHelpWanted.com, had tremendous success, just hired a candidate who was off the charts, fantastic, great customer service skills. And we're going to be using it again out for a client out in the Northeast. And so I sing its praises. I mean, you guys don't pay me to do it, but when something's good and it works, I mean, I want to tell everybody about it. And clearly this does.
Oh, thank you. We're really proud of our track record for connecting the right employer and the right employee.
How do you compete? So it's a couple $100s-ish for 30 days to run. How do you compete with the Craigslists of the world where it's a freebie?
Well, I mean, you know, I think you have to decide what the environment is that you want to be in. And there are, the sites that you've mentioned, like a Craigslist, they have great strengths. Employment is not necessarily one of them. If I'm looking for an employee, do I really want to go to a flea market to find that employee? Because I could get a table at the flea market. I put a bunch of job applications there. But I'm not really going to get the right person. Maybe I will, but you know, I'd rather increase my odds and increase my chances of getting the right employee. And I think the right place to do that is on an unemployment website, because the folks who are really serious about job seeking, who will come to our site, they'll be able to refine that by a position. They'll be able to refine that by a locale. And I think that as an employment solution, I think the more professional, the more sophisticated your approach to finding an employee is, the better your result is going to be. And yeah, you can post free. I mean, you can also put a sign in the window.
Sure.
But, you know, don't you want to improve your chances of getting the best candidate you can for the job? And in doing that, you want to focus on an employment website.
Well, times are tough. Things are hard for folks. There's a lot of, still high unemployment, but I tell you, the filtering process and the way it works with regionalhelpwanted.com, I'm all over it. And Tony, I want to tell people that obviously if the business owners out there listening and maybe they live in a city that they're not sure is on the list of blah, blah, helpwanted.com, obviously go to regionalhelpwanted.com and that's how they find out?
Yeah, they go to regionalhelpwanted.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a there's a button that says Employers and HR, and what they can do is just literally put in the name of the town they live in, and it will direct them to the right Help Wanted site for their market.
That's a great tool, a great success story. Leave it up to an old radio guy to come up with it. I like that. That's the part that we like about it. Tony Garcia, thank you so, so much for your time this morning.
Johnny, my pleasure this morning. Enjoy your weekend.
Tony Garcia, great guy. Well, we talked radio, war stories. He's a Long Island guy. Talked a lot about the island. The old days, it's changed a lot. What hasn't changed is, well, I almost segued improperly into Watertown, New York. It still has its old world charm up there in about 30 miles from the Canadian border. Beautiful city. I had a chance to visit it last weekend. I'm going to talk to the mayor of Watertown, New York, Jeffrey Graham, to see what they're feeding their employees up there at the different businesses, because it was amazing customer service. He's the next. Tell us all about it at the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show at 1350 KRNT.
What was that noise you just made?
I sneezed.
Well, stop it.
I can try, but, you know, they come in threes.
I'm trying to post jobs on this website, and it's hard.
Why don't you just use DesMoinesHelpWanted.com?
Why don't you just try not to sneeze?
Post as many jobs as you want for one low price in minutes, and they have great live help.
Are you done?
Yes. Oh, shoot, now I've got two more.
They're crying out loud.
Posting a job isn't that hard on DesMoinesHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, I'm Jim Bittner, general manager of Iowa's number one Ford dealer, Charles Gabus Ford. 2010 is over, but what a great year for Ford and us. More Iowans bought their new Ford from Charles Gabus Ford, so come experience just not the Ford difference, but the Charles Gabus Ford difference. We became Iowa's number one Ford dealer by offering great deals on the largest selection in the state. We back that up with the best service after the sale, including oil changes for life. We give you straightforward, bottom-line pricing and use factory rebates you actually qualify for. People like the what-you-see-is-what-you-pay pricing without the games and gimmicks. And don't be fooled by other dealers' ads. Iowa's number one Ford dealer, Charles Gabus Ford, sells for less. Locally owned and a dealer for over 58 years, that's Charles Gabus Ford, or on the web at GabusFord.com.
Big enough to serve you better, small enough to care, Charles Gabus Ford.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Or how much was that airplane flight out to Watertown, New York and back? Secret Shopper Radio Show, 1350 KRNT. It's 8:52. Thank you for tuning in this morning. www.theunsecretshopper.com is where you can check out blog posts about all this stuff I've been yakking about this morning. Flight to Watertown, New York round trip, it's not cheap. $600 was the least, and I'm talking about 2 months out. Yeah, so you really got to want to go there, and I certainly did have a client out there, Service Plus Automotive, who's a training client, and very, very pleased to bring on the program Jeffrey Graham, the mayor of Watertown, New York, who will tell me why in the world the customer service is so good out there. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, Jeff, tell me, how does one get to be mayor of Watertown, New York?
Well, just like in any community, you decide you want to get into the fray and go out and ask people to vote for you. And if you work hard and if you're fortunate, they will.
Jeff, was this in your past? Had you run for, I start small, high school, you know, student council? Did you like running for office? Do you have a history of that?
No. When I first ran in 1991 was the first time I was elected, and it was the first time I had run for office. But the local offices in a community like this are pretty manageable. You still have to have your regular full-time occupation or job, and the mayor's position is, I don't want to call it part-time because you're always doing things, but it's not we have a city manager who does the day-to-day operations.
So what was the motivation, Jeff? What made you think, you know what, I need to run for mayor?
Well, I think part of it is you've got to like politics. You've got to kind of be fascinated by it. If you're the type of person who watches all the cable nets and reads all the political blogs, you might be someone interested in that. Some people say, that you can have an abnormal interest in politics, but I think you've really got to be sort of mentally in the game to want to do it. So I think that's part of it. And also, I think everybody who gets in fancies themselves as making some kind of difference in terms of public policy, for the better. And on a community level, you got a chance to accomplish some things, not so much so on a national or state level where you're kind of mixed in with everybody else.
And, Jeff, you're about, Watertown is about 30 miles from the Canadian border, is that correct?
Oh, about 30 miles, right.
How has Watertown changed in the time? Now, are you from that area originally?
Well, I've lived here most of my life and in upstate New York, so I'm pretty familiar. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Tell me about the changes that have taken place over the time you've been there. I mean, has Watertown grown, exploded, stayed about the same population-wise?
Well, I would say the city stayed about the same. We've had growth in the last couple, 3 decades in this area because of the advent of Fort Drum, which is a large Army base nearby. And that's about 10 miles from the city, and that houses the 10th Mountain Division, which is one of the active-duty divisions of the Army. So that's been a big part of the community's growth in the last few decades. We've had some of the setbacks, too, that all Northeast or Upper Midwest cities have had on industry. The paper industry isn't what it used to be and those type of things. But I would say the Army at Fort Drum, tourism's important up here. We're home to the Thousand Islands region of New York State, Thousand Islands dressing. You've probably heard of that. And we also have a fair amount of agriculture here as well, dairy farming and the like.
So Thousands Island dressing is from that area is what you're telling me.
Yes.
So much like Rice-A-Roni is from San Francisco, Thousand Island dressing is from your area.
Yes, it had its connections to a man named George Bolt, who built a castle up here in the St. Lawrence River, and he had owned the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City. I think the dressing might have been actually devised in their kitchen, but it was named after the Thousand Islands, which is a region in the St. Lawrence River of, well, there's actually 1,600 islands, but that doesn't sound as good.
My guest this morning is Jeffrey Graham. He's the mayor of Watertown, New York, with us at 1350 KRNT. Well, all right, so my first trip ever up to upstate New York, and I'd lived on Long Island for 3 years and lived out in the Northeast for a period of time, but I was so impressed. And as a customer service trainer, of course, Jeff, you know, I'm looking for this kind of thing, but it blew me away no matter what business I went into in Watertown or the nearby areas, no matter where I went into, everyone always smiled. That is the employees. All of the they always said, "Hi, how are you?" They were very engaging consistently. Is that a product of the area? Is it a product that's something business owners work on? Where does all that come from?
Well, it's cold up here in winter, so people have to be warm to each other, I guess. But, I would say it's this does have a small-town atmosphere up here. We're a fairly rural area, and I think that tends to lend itself to people relating to one another better. I mean, every business owner, as you know, struggles with getting staff to treat customers the right way. Certainly in this area now, like I said, with the advent of Fort Drum and our proximity to Canada, we do have a lot of visitors to the area, so people get used to it. But, I'm glad you had a good experience here, and, hopefully you and your listeners will come back.
Absolutely. And is there any sort of program or process that the chamber does that works with your office that where it's like, hey, make sure we're smiling at tourists or people in general? Has any of that sort of been implemented?
Well, no, it hasn't. And it probably is a good idea. One of the issues right now, given our proximity to Canada, we're getting a lot of Canadian shoppers over because the exchange rates are favorable to them doing that. And one of the things I'd like to see is more of the the cashier staff at various places be aware of, how to treat foreign currencies like that. I think that's kind of an issue we have to work harder on up here. And certainly every community, as you know from your line of work, has to work harder on treating customers right.
Well, it really is so true. And as we become more technologically advanced and more sort of looking at our texting and Twittering and all the things that sort of take us away from that human interaction, I think it makes the human interaction we do have even more important.
The biggest challenge these days is employees Twittering or texting on the job or something. There's so many ways that they can communicate, and it's more and more difficult, I think, to keep employees' personal lives out of the workplace because there's all of these intrusions. And I think that's one of the challenges. I also own a tavern here in Watertown, and that's one of the challenges you have as far as keeping people focused on the job. So it's not easy, but we all have to deal with it.
Now, Jeff, I have to ask you. So you're mayor, and there's a certain obviously code that you subscribe to. You have your public persona, but you also own a tavern. I would assume you really can't throw them down and just go crazy. I mean, you've got to maintain a certain decorum. Yes.
Well, you get to a certain age, and it's tougher to throw them down in that manner anymore. But you try to maintain the decorum, and I think the tavern industry is an honorable profession, and it's a good way to meet people. So it actually fits better with politics than you might think.
J. Jeffrey Graham, Mayor of Watertown, New York at 1350 KRNT. It was a pleasure to be out in that area for the 3 days. Looking forward to going back, probably sometime in March. I want to thank Roy Chris, my guest from Des Moines International Airport, Tony Garcia, VP of Local Markets for RegionalHelpWanted.com. And thank you for tuning in this morning. Have a wonderful weekend. Catch you back here next Saturday morning. Enjoy.